problem right now, it's really there only because you don't see correctly. Do you know if you're having a relationship challenge right now, it's only there because you don't see correctly? If you were to learn to see correctly, which is the purpose of the course, then vision only blesses. It heals every situation. So every problem is a perceptual problem. He says, but conflict enters the instant the choice seems to be one between illusions. But this choice doesn't matter. Where one choice is as dangerous as the other, any choice you make, that decision must be one of despair. You know, if there's poison under this cup and poison under this cup, and I'm trying to decide which cup that I'm going to lift, then it really doesn't make any difference which one I choose, because both of them are poison, yeah. And so I'm gonna get the same despair. That's what I hear Holy Spirit saying to us, is that until you really recognize your choices, you can't really make a different choice. But as long as you keep choosing the same thing over and over again in different appearances, different bodies, different forms, you're not really making a different choice. If I'm a manipulator and I'm trying to choose between the two of you which one I want to manipulate, I'm not really making a different choice. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what the course is saying. Now, I'm not really making a choice until I'm making a choice between manipulation and non-manipulation. If I go to every person with the same script that I have in my last relationship, and I take that same script in the next relationship, which is, you know, you're supposed to act out my script and make me happy, fulfill me, and make me feel my value that I don't know, and make me feel important and loved, and then you certainly can't do that. Nobody can. It comes from within. I get disillusioned. You didn't have my insecurity from me. As a matter of fact, you're the one that's making me feel more insecure now, because I don't even feel like I really got you. So now I'm disillusioned in this relationship, so I'm going to go to the next person that I see that I think is going to help me feel complete and help me feel happy. See, I really didn't make a different choice. As we said, when you see, he said, conflict enters the instant the choice is between two illusions, because in that case, it doesn't make any difference. Either choice I make is going to be one of despair, because I'm doing the same thing I was doing before. See, we're doing something radical. We're not so much trying to change people in situations as we're changing our perception of them. That's what sets this apart from other teachings. So when I look back on my old relationship, it wasn't like I was looking back on it in guilt. I was looking back on it in gratitude, because I recognized the love. See, when I was in my distorted perception of fear, when you're in the distorted perception of fear, all you see is what justifies your anger and upset. So I didn't really see her. I was only seeing what justified my perception of her. Does that make sense? And so when you begin, so when you start to let love come in you, right, then all of a sudden you don't have all those grievances you used to have, right? So you're not blaming anybody the way you used to, because you're feeling happier. So as I get happier and I feel more whole and complete, then my perception is not biased with my grievances and fear. And it's like somebody lifting a veil from over somebody, because all I had been looking at was what I wrote. And I haven't seen Judy. I'm seeing what I wrote about Judy. And all of a sudden, I wrote a bunch of stuff that really wasn't cool about Judy. And the more the stuff I see that I wrote that wasn't loving, the more it attracts my attention, because the more pain it's causing me, and I get more and more caught up in my illusion. Then all of a sudden, I reach my limit, and I tell myself there must be a better way. And I start giving myself, oh, Judy's a call for love, and Judy's really innocent. And so I'm writing something new. But what I'm writing new, the loving stuff I'm writing new, is actually more in line with who Judy really is as a child of God. So sooner or later, the loving thoughts that I'm writing about her is actually the truth about her. And I can finally see Judy, because there's no difference between what I'm writing about Judy and what I'm seeing in Judy. Somebody please remember that, so they can say that to me. Yeah. What comes out of my mouth is just as big a surprise to me as it is to you. Okay. Now, But you felt, did you feel me? Did you feel me? Now, if I'm more attached to my story about Julie, I'll call that an unforgivable sin. That's the thing that she's done that's unforgivable, is nothing but my last defense to keep my own pain going. Because once I let go of my grievance against her, I'm not feeling bad anymore. Because I'm the only one who was feeling bad about what I wrote about Judy anyway. Yes. Judy wasn't feeling it. Judy wasn't seeing it. Now, how could Judy be affected by what I'm writing about her that's not loving? Judy would have to also be writing a similar story about herself, and we can compare notes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could only affect Judy if what I'm writing about Judy is what Judy believes about herself. If Judy doesn't believe it about herself, nothing I think about her would have an effect on her whatsoever. No one, I repeat, no one can make you feel bad. If they have not touched you, if they have not physically touched you, then they can't make you feel bad. You are making yourself feel bad through them.
With them. Oh, okay.
Through them and with them. I'm using them to make myself feel bad because they haven't physically attacked me, so therefore all of my pain is coming from my own interpretations of what they're doing to me. I used to use this example in classes, and a lot of times it would mortify people. When I would say, if a person stood up and said, "Nigger," which I heard a lot in the South growing up. That used to be fighting words. You're talking about going unconscious and wanting to kick some butt. That would be me. Now, I recognize through my own awakening that I am the one who gives that word all the power it had to affect me. So regardless of whether I choose to support that word or not, and I personally don't choose to support it, I'm still taking total responsibility for my feelings about somebody calling me that. That they did not hurt me. I hurt me by the way I reacted to what they said. Now, the power of what I'm saying is this. If you're really hearing what I'm saying, in a defenseless posture, where you're not trying to defend your anger or attack or your old feelings, then what you're probably feeling right now is the glimmer of the awareness that you have just discovered the way to never experience emotional pain.
Yes.
You realize, wait a minute, hold it. If my feelings come from my interpretations, and it's my feelings that determine most of the things I do, which is based on whether I feel good or don't feel good, if I can control my interpretations, then I can control my emotions.
Yeah.
And if I can control my emotions, I don't have to be affected by anything anybody says or does. And I can be at peace all day.
Hell yeah.
That's possible if you heard me.
Yeah.
That's totally possible. Okay? Now what happens in the beginning is that people who are in pain usually feel a need to defend their pain, and they don't hear the escape. But she really did do that to me, and he really did do that to me. Yeah, that is you still holding on to punishment for yourself, because it's only you that's feeling the pain and not the person you're feeling the pain about. I guarantee you that whoever you're mad at right now, they might be. They might, and that makes us even what? Madder. It's like, you already, I'm mad at you, so I'm already going. You mean they don't know about it? And when you see me do that, it doesn't make any sense, does it? Now, when you find yourself getting upset before you can even stop yourself, you ever had that one? Okay, that's because you have learned this response to such a fast, deep level that you make the decision to feel bad before you realize it. Okay, that's called unconscious. I make the decision to hurt my feelings before I realize it, which is me getting mad before I can help myself.